9:31 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn joining us right now from WJZ-TV. That's right, our buddy, Rick Ritter. What's going on, Rick?
Man, what was that promo I just heard in the commercial break?
That was Jeremy, like in things in other people's butts, that promo.
It's not true. It's not
that's
true.
How they, you know, that's how you three know that you are the kings, when they let you do whatever you want.
Man, big game tonight, 2-4-2 teams. Man, if you look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, their resume is quite impressive to get the 4-2. Keep in mind, they beat the Commanders. We know what the Commanders are now. They didn't know in week one. They've beaten the Lions. We know who the Lions are. They've also beaten the Eagles. We throw that one against the Saints away. This team, pretty good resume at 4-2.
Yeah, and look, I'll be the first to admit, I thought after last year, I thought it was almost like a fluke that Baker had a bit of a resurgence with those guys, and then in the offseason, they give Baker the money. They re-signed Mike Evans, who has been great, but he's getting up there in age. Chris Godwin's getting up there as well. But this team goes because Baker goes. And Baker's playing Baker ball. This is the best football that he's played since he's come into the league. It goes to show you that situations are everything. And you can plug a guy in one place and he can look like a complete failure. You put him in another franchise and it's just a totally different performance is what you're getting. And Baker making good decisions for the most part, a little rocky last game, but getting rid of the ball quick. Evans and Godwin just winning off the line of scrimmage, doing what they do. This offense and the fact that you can put up 51 points in an NFL game, don't look past that. Like, Tampa is one of the serious contenders in the NFC, and the Ravens secondary tonight, they're going to have their hands full.
They certainly are. And I also wonder about the Ravens. Well, not wonder. I know it's going to happen. They're going to prevail. But their running game is so strong, maybe the Ravens. However, you can't forget, I mean, Vita Vea in the middle. They still have Levante David, Antoine Winfield Jr. They got a lot of talent on that Tampa Bay defense. But I still think the Ravens are going to impose their will on them. But you can't sleep on the defense either.
No, you can't, especially the trenches, as you just said, Ed. Vita Vea is an absolute monster in there. Tyler Linderbaum is going to have his hands full, and so are the guards, depending upon where he's at. But the reason why they've been so successful is because he can ping-pong back and forth. And, you know, we can sit here all off-season, and we can sit here early in the season, and it's easy for us to go, okay, just pick your poison. It's okay if you're going to stack the box, they're going to throw, vice versa, they're going to run. But it's a different thing to go out there and execute, and the Ravens are executing. This is not rocket science, and you know Torrey Smith says it all the time. We try to make football rocket science. It's very simple. Guys are winning and doing their jobs. When they are stacking the box, Zay and Rashad on the outside are winning one-on-one. They're winning off the line of scrimmage. They're winning at the top of their route, and when they're not and they're leaving two safeties back there and you're running it down their throat, the linemen are getting movement up there, and they're pulling, and they're doing their job. And, you know, we joke in football, and we say the best formation is victory formation when you're taking a knee and you're about to close out the game. The Ravens' victory formation, the best formation for the Ravens, is I formation. At the end of the game, when you're about to ice it and close it out, and you have 500-plus pounds between Derrick Henry and Patrick Ricard coming at you full speed, that is when they're in control. But I can't say enough about these guys just doing their jobs, and everybody's buying in, and the aspirations are bigger than getting to an AFC championship game. They know it's Super Bowl or bust, and they're okay with that kind of talk, and they're okay with that kind of mindset.
We're going to get a doubleheader tonight, which is interesting, the league trying some new things. But as we were all talking about how the league went this weekend, how it went last weekend, it's really tough to figure out who's good and who's not. I mean, we just watched the Seattle Seahawks lose to the Giants at home and go on the road and beat Atlanta. Kansas City hasn't looked great from an offensive standpoint, but they're still undefeated. And San Francisco now lost Brandon Ayuk for the year. And I just think that we're going to be shocked at what teams end up in the playoffs at the end of the year. I don't know about you.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. I mean, I can't remember a season where we've been 6-7 weeks through and we don't really know who the clear front runner is right now. There's so many teams in the mix, and to me, it makes it more fun. Like, especially as a fan, you sit back and you watch because you don't know 6 weeks from now who's going to be making a late playoff push or who's going to be that top contender. Cincinnati is a team the past couple of weeks. Are they starting to get into a rhythm? Is Joe Burrow starting to feel himself? Pittsburgh last night goes out there and beats the Jets with Russell Wilson. They're 5-2. Are they a team to be reckoned with? The Dolphins are going to get Tua back next week, hopefully. Can they make a run here at the end? The AFC is such a gauntlet, and we've said it over the past couple of years. But in the NFC, it's just as wide open. Any team can take it as well. Tampa, obviously, who the Ravens are playing tonight, they're one of those teams certainly in contention.
Rick Ritter joins us, WJZ. Rick, a little closer to home for you. All Giants fans couldn't wait to see Saquon Barkley. They wanted Saquon. Be careful what you ask for. 176 yards on the ground, and the Eagles demolished the Giants 28-3.
I mean, I'm not a betting man. I leave that to Jeremy. But the slam dunk of the day yesterday was Saquon Barkley anytime touchdown. You knew he was getting in the end zone. Yep. You knew it was going to happen. And it's just good to see them finally rolling, putting some points on the board, moving at will. There's no denying that they have one of the best rosters top to bottom in the league. It's whether or not they have the coaching, the scheme to put it back there and to make something happen. Yesterday was a big stepping stone in the right direction. People think that they're going to go on a bit of a run here. But again, and I think it all falls on Sirianni, the scheme, and is Jalen Hurts doing his job? This team's going to run as Jalen runs.
Yeah, Sirianni, that's a whole other discussion. What about the other game? Do you have any faith that the Chargers are actually going to not do what they usually do?
You mean Ravens West?
Yeah, Ravens West. Yeah.
Look, I think for the Chargers, and they had some success early on in the season, J.K. needs to get going. And Gus is obviously out. He's on the IR for four games, so the load falls a little more on J.K. I think that offense goes as he does, and they're banged up, though. And, you know, look at Quentin Johnson's going to be out tonight. He's not playing. Who's Justin Herbert throwing the ball to? Ladd McConkey, maybe not exactly a number one, more of a two guy. It's difficult when you're that banged up. But I think, you know, Arizona, not a formidable opponent, for lack of better words. Get J.K. going. Get that run game going. Make things a little easier for Herbert, and they'll be right in there tonight. So, yeah, I think that they can get it done because I don't think Arizona and Jonathan Gannon or anything special to write home about.
Let me switch gears with you and go to the World Series real quick. Are you interested in this matchup, or is it something where your Phillies aren't in, you don't want to watch, and it's hard to root for either one of these teams?
Oh, I mean, look, both teams, it's a slugfest. You would think that that's the way it's going to be, and hopefully for the sport of baseball, it's just the Yankees lineup and the Dodgers lineup, and there's so much money in there. Soto and Judge and Mookie and Shohei, it's been great, I think, for the sport of baseball. Obviously, I'm bummed that the Phillies are out. Ed, I know that you're feeling the same way about the Mets.
Yep.
But these are the two powerhouses. And if you're a diehard baseball fan who loves offensive firepower, this is it for you. But I like the Dodgers. I do. Look, Mookie's got the experience. They got some good pitching in there. I think that they're going to be able to get this done. But it should be a good series, though.
Let's not forget, Freddie Freeman has the experience as well.
Yeah, bingo, Freddie Freeman, that's right. I mean, they're loaded, and both teams are. But at the end, you got to give the nod to, I think, the Dodgers with their pitching and their relief pitchers. I think they have an edge up there because these lineups, they can go toe-to-toe and bat-for-bat on any pitch.
Give me a score for tonight.
Going to go 31-24 tonight.
Okay.
I think the Ravens pulled out. I think it's definitely higher scoring. I don't think we're going to get high 30s, but I think the Ravens get it done. Lamar in prime time, and I just the way that they're playing right now, it's hard to bet against them, guys.
What you got going on, Rick?
So you're going to be in our Purple Connection show tonight, a bit of a pregame action. That's at 7:30 on WJZ. And then Wednesday, we're at Jimmy's Famous Seafood with Isaiah Likely and Torrey Smith. Tickets almost sold out for that, so get your tickets on the Jimmy's website, and we'll pack the house again, and hopefully we're celebrating another win, guys.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it. Enjoy the game.
Hey, appreciate you guys. Enjoy the game tonight, and have a great Monday.
You too.
Thanks, Rick.